This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. After an extended period of dry weather, there is now plenty of rain in South America. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
It has now rained so much down in South America that they are worried about having too much rain. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, Brazil does still have pretty good rains across the center portion of the country. The eastern and southern portion are getting a little bit on the drier side of things, but overall, it's good for harvest at this point, as well as planting of that safrinha corn. The concern that we're going to have over the next 2 weeks, and it's kind of been a concern here recently, is we've gone from a hot and dry forecast in early January for Argentina to now we're talking about way too much rain. We're talking anywhere from 11 to 15 inches of rain.
Even with the rain, though, McBride said harvest and planting progress in Brazil is continuing to move along.
Yeah, they've caught up. For Brazil's soybean harvest, 38% complete. Last year, they were at 37%. And the five-year average puts them at 34%. So they are ahead of the pace from last year now. So there's no major concern there. Second crop corn plantings are at 54%. That's just behind last year's 57% pace, but well ahead of the five-year average. And then when it comes to the first crop corn, which is only about 25% of the overall production, they are in line with both last year and the five-year average at 34%. So overall, no major concerns about delays when it comes to harvest or second crop corn planting.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.